And the sun is high and we are sinking in the shade. Would you send a cloud, thunder long and loud? Let the sky grow black and send some mercy down. Sure you can see that we are thirsty and afraid. The case, we'll give thanks to you with gratitude for lessons learned in how to thirst for you, how to bless the very sun that warms our face if you never send us rain. Slumber safe from danger's view this time. Or maybe not today. Maybe you'll provide in other ways. And if that's the case, we'll give thanks to you with gratitude. A lesson learned to hunger after you. That a starry sky offers a better view if no roof is overhead, and if we never taste that bread. All the differences that often are between everything we want and what we really. Grant us peace, move our hearts to hear a single beat between alibis and enemies tonight. Or maybe not today, peace might be another world away, and if that's the case, we'll give thanks to you with gratitude for lessons learned and how to trust in you. That we are blessed beyond what we could ever dream, in abundance or in need. And if you never grant us peace, but would you?
Good morning and welcome. If you're joining us here in the sanctuary, if you're joining us online, this is truly a day of gratitude, and we are grateful that you are with us. We do have some announcements we would like to go through this morning, so if you would pull out the insert in your bulletin. This Wednesday evening, which is the eve of Thanksgiving, we will have our spiritual communion and simple supper. So the communion service begins at 6:30, followed by the simple supper at 7:30. Yes, our holiday tree for Prism is already up out in the garden court, and that's because the items need to come back in a timely manner so that we can get them to Prism. There's tags on the tree for different age groups, suggested gifts, so you are invited to just go take a look and see if you're called to provide a gift for a specific age group so that we can get those items off to Prism. Now, we do continue during this holiday season to support PRISM with our shelves that are in the fellowship area. We have our shelves where we donate items, and now would be a really good time to bring food items for the holidays that we can share with these people from PRISM, people who might not have access to the same items that we have for the holiday season. There's also a couple of flyers out in the garden court of several several opportunities to volunteer on behalf of PRISM this holiday season. On Monday evenings in Advent, beginning November 24th, that's just right around the corner, Thomas Maiello is facilitating a class titled Advent Transformation Process for the Holidays. This class is a transformative experience, and you can sign up to participate for that class in the garden court. On Tuesday evenings, now all of this information is on that insert, on Tuesday evenings, Reverend Jeanette will be facilitating a Lessons in Truth class, which is available for SEE credit. It's also a required class if you're considering nomination to the Board of Trustees. Other activities that you'll find listed in the bulletin is that the men's group meets this Tuesday. If you're looking to get into the holiday spirit, we are going to be decking the halls. So you can consider joining us Friday the 28th or Saturday the 29th, and information about that is in the bulletin. If you or your child have lost an item, and I promise you there's lots of unexpected items that have been found, if you have lost an item, we've set them out one more week. They're on a table at the top of the stairs as you're going out the door. There's a table up there with, I just can't tell you, everything that's on there, from glasses and cell phones to share CDs, just things that we have found around. They are going away to PRISM this week. So if you want the opportunity to look through and see if you have a found item, today would be the day to do that. Today would also be the day to stop by and get your tickets for the Youth and Family Ministries Christmas program. Tickets are on sale starting today. It's also the final day to order your poinsettias. Poinsettias not just for your home, but to decorate here in the sanctuary. You can order poinsettias in honor or memory of a dear one. And on the Sunday before Christmas, we will list all of those in the bulletin. More information about that in the garden court. And while you're there, look at the handmade necklaces. Both the poinsettias and the handmade necklaces are a fundraiser for our teenagers, our Youth of Unity program. Next Sunday is obviously the first Sunday of Advent. So as you leave today, we have a gift for you. It's the Christmas in My Heart Advent book from Unity Village. We will be sharing those as you walk out of the sanctuary today, so you have it for your spiritual fulfillment this Advent season. If you have your cell phone with you, any electronic devices that might happen to be turned on, now would be a good time to pull them out, turn them off, silence them in some way. If you have a smartphone and you're on Facebook, you could also check in. Let your friends know where you're at and that they would truly be welcome here. There are many other opportunities to become involved here. So you can take a look in the garden court, you can look through your bulletin, you can look online, or you can give the office a call during the week. You could check in with one of us after service. We would truly enjoy the opportunity to help guide you to involvement at whatever level would serve you and meet your needs and meet the needs of this community. And how we meet our needs here on Sunday morning is through prayer. So I invite us to truly join together in prayer. Sweet Spirit, as we come together, we set aside anything which came before this moment and are truly grateful for this moment, for this community, for the joy of this day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. Are you truly grateful for the joy of this day? Yes, well, let's celebrate that. Yay. We We also move even deeper into a time of prayer through affirming together the affirmations that are printed in our bulletin. If you would pull that out and affirm with me, we begin with our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision, together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And today's affirmation, I am grateful for all the blessings in my life. Let's truly take that in and affirm it again. Together, I am grateful for all the blessings in my life. Yes, we are. And we are truly grateful for the blessings of our prayer chaplains. If our prayer chaplains would please stand, our on-duty chaplains. These individuals arrived early. They hold sacred space, and they are here to support you with affirmative prayer. Please seek them out to pray with you. Prayer is not only for those times of concern or need. They're here to celebrate your life with you. They'd be honored to hold to the high watch and truly be in partnership with you in prayer. Thank you for your service. If we could each stand now and join them as we sing together our opening song, Joyful, Joyful, and the words are printed in your bulletin.
Please be seated. It's so good to see you here today. How are you doing?
Great.
Of course you are. Of course you are. It's so good to have you here today. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, and prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guests. And as we do this, we remind ourselves that we were first-timers at one time or the other. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you to take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic here. Courage, and raise your hand as I raise my hand. All courage out there. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. It also has a welcoming CD in there and also has a pink card in that packet. And if you choose to fill that out, turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence within you. Let's appreciate these first-time guests. Of course, we enjoy welcoming each other. We do that with a hello, a smile, a namaste, a hug. We always ask before we hug. Let's greet each other right now, okay? So if you did not get a chance to speak to the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you for coffee and tea following today's service in our Friendship Hall. We also certainly want to welcome those that are streaming with us for the first time today. We're glad that you're with us as well. We're going to continue our time together by singing the song, O Mother God, and we invite you to remain seated. O Mother God.
We're going to sing the first verse twice, we'll do the second verse twice, and then we'll go back to the first verse one more time. Sing it again.
Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives, for the hands in the earth and the fruit of your womb. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, thank you for this day, for the love that you wash over me, and this joy in my heart I will share with the world. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, thank you for this day, for the love that you wash over me, and this joy in my heart I will share with the world. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives, for the hands in the earth and the fruit of your womb. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is will. I use my human willpower to act on divine ideas in the world. My human willpower helps me to accomplish things in the world. When I align it with the power of God, I can do anything. Will is the capacity to make choices, and I use it to shape my ideas and my life. When I act on a thought, I bring it to life. I use this power to make healthy choices, choose positive thoughts, or focus on a goal and achieve it. With the ability of will, I direct my life. I make wise choices to be the best person I can. I align my willpower with the power of God. In prayer and meditation, I listen to divine ideas of peace, reconciliation, forgiveness, and love. I choose to act on these divine ideas for myself and others, even in difficulties. In this way, I manifest spirit in the world. And from Romans, if God is for us, who is against us? The word for today is will.
Together in a time of spiritual communion, I invite you, if you're comfortable, to close your eyes, to turn within, to allow that inner eye to shine on the presence and power of God that is the truth of who you are. Breathe in with intention. Breathe out, letting go. And truly allow the breath to move you into this time of meditation. This time of focusing our awareness on the presence of God. With your very next breath, I invite you to carry this affirmation. Carry it in with this breath. I am grateful. Breathe it in. Breathe it out. I am grateful. I am grateful. And as you let go, let out any anxiety, any tension that might be resisting this gratitude. Any thoughts or feelings which might want to distract you from being truly grateful right now. I am grateful. Allow yourself to feel it, to truly be it in this moment. And in this sacred place of gratitude, I invite you to allow these words to be your words. As I rest in an awareness of God, I am open to my highest good. My attitude of gratitude brings peace to this day. I am calm and centered. As I allow peace to prevail, as I listen in a time of silent prayer. As we come back together into an awareness of this conscious moment, of this room, of these surroundings, we know the love and goodness of God exists within everyone and everything. We affirm divine order already at work in our lives and in the lives of our dear ones. As we realize our oneness, we affirm this presence and power of God in every person that we meet today, in the life of this community, in the life of this planet, for we are truly blessed. And for this opportunity to know our truth, we are grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen.
Truly great.
family and friends. No matter what rocks and brambles fill the way, I know that they will stay until the end. I feel a hand holding my hand. It's not a hand you delight and despair, holding tight and always there. Grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful. Whatever stone life may sling, we can moan or we can sing. Grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to begin my lesson by sharing an article with you that was one of the readings in the Science of Mind magazine, actually in November of 2012. And it's written by Sally Robbins, and you know how the Science of Mind magazine has our daily readings in it. Many of you use that along with me. But also, she writes, I recently watched a TED Talk that made me rethink my ideas about gratitude. It featured Stacey Kramer, who opened her talk with, imagine, if you will, a gift. It's not too big. It's about the size of a golf ball. She went on to extol the virtues of the gift, telling the people in the audience that this gift would do incredible things for them. Among other things, it would bring their families together. It would allow them to reconnect with friends that they had not seen in years. It would bring them serenity and peace, and it would redefine their sense of spirituality. And to top it off, it included 8 weeks of vacation doing nothing. She told the audience that this gift would leave them inspired, challenged, humbled. The price? She told them that it was $55,000 and that it was a good deal. After all that build up, Kramer finally revealed the gift. It was a brain tumor. While Kramer is okay now, she recognized that the gift changed her life in so many ways that she could never even imagine. She concluded with, "So the next time you're faced with something unexpected, something unwanted, uncertain, consider that it just may be a gift." The lesson title today is, "We Give Thanks in All Things." In all things. Did you notice that it did not say we give thanks for all things? We point that out. And yet perhaps when you were growing up, you were told to give thanks for all things. But Paul is very specific in his letter to the Thessalonians. He says that in all things, we have this attitude of gratitude within us. And he says that it is our responsibility to ignite the flames of gratitude that live within us. The optimist says the cup is half full. The pessimist says the cup is half empty. And the child of God says, "My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over." I hope today you feel that your cup runneth over. Gratitude is a cause. And this was new to me coming into a teaching like this. I'd never heard it. I'd always thought that gratitude was an effect. And obviously it can be. But gratitude is a cause. It's causative energy. It creates good things in our life. Of course, gratitude attracts good things to us, especially when we mix that gratitude not only with words, but also with feelings. Gratitude is a spiritual practice, not just for Thanksgiving, but I'm so grateful we set aside one day a year for Thanksgiving, aren't you? Can you imagine, just imagine with me, that the energy around thousands of people sharing Thanksgiving together. That day, what a difference it can make in our country, and what a difference it can make in the world. Gratitude, of course, is easy to shout its praises when things are going extremely well. That's the easy part. And yet, do you know people in your life that regardless of what's going on, that they seem to always be grateful? I bet you if you think back for a few moments, you probably do. I know right now a woman that she and her husband are going through a very, very tough challenge, a health challenge. And I'm on their distribution list, so each and every day I get the latest update on that health challenge. The facts are given, not with any bitterness. Facts are given. And yet how she concludes her email each day is with gratitude. Gratitude for a greater awareness of God's presence. Gratitude for people that are there to support them during this time. It would be so easy just to moan and groan and poor little old me. But instead, there is gratitude that is expressed. And on the other hand, when you're not constantly living that attitude of gratitude, don't be so hard on yourself. Gently know that it is still present, just as God is still present. Gently know that that gratitude can be stirred up and ignited, and you can feel that gratitude again. But when we cannot hold it for ourselves because of a community such as this, Silent Unity and other areas in our life, We can allow those people to hold this for us, just as we allow them to hold us in prayer. We can allow them also to help us to stir up the gifts of gratitude. Gratitude is certainly a consistent practice. It is taught in all the major religions of the world. And Jesus, our teacher and our way shower, certainly gave us many examples throughout Scripture on how gratitude is used. Remember, he expressed gratitude before doing his healing work. And do you remember Jesus also expressed gratitude before raising Lazarus from the dead? Also, the feeding of the 5,000, he also expressed gratitude. And we're going to touch on that just a little later. But what about purpose? What about vision? What does that have to do with gratitude? We teach purpose. We teach classes on purpose and vision. We teach prosperity classes. We encourage people to set their vision, to live into that vision. And one of the greatest ways that we can live into that vision and attract that vision to us is through the power of gratitude, giving thanks for it in advance. And what about prayer? What does that have to do with gratitude? When we have our prayers, we give thanks in advance for answered prayer. And we put on that prayer, God, this or something better. This or something better. And yet, what about those times when we feel like we've done all the work? We followed Reverend Pat's 3 easy steps. And it is still not materialized in our life. And we get, oh, so what do you do? You usually come see Reverend Pat. That's what you normally do. And that's great. And that's great. And what do? Even though it has not materialized, even though it has not shown up the way we expect it to show up, we can know that whatever it was not necessarily our highest good. God, this or something better. And we still give thanks. We still give thanks, for it is truly a creative, causative energy. So I want to talk a little bit also today about the story of Jesus and the feeding of the 5,000. Of course, this is in Scripture. It is in all 4 Gospels. And I've chosen the Gospel of Mark to share with you today. And I'm reading from the book. The book is, like you probably, you keep looking for a Bible that suits your needs. You know, it's really important because I find that this Bible is a bit more generic as far as, it's just great. Okay, enough said. Okay. And if you buy it and you don't like it, I'll buy it from you. Okay, so, okay. So this is it from Mark. The apostles returned to Jesus from their ministry tour. You can use the word tour. You know it's not the King James Version. The apostle returned to Jesus from their ministry tour and told them that all had done what all they had done and what they had taught. And then Jesus said, "Let's get away from the crowds for a while and let's rest." There were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. They left by boat for a quieter spot, but many people saw them leaving, and people from many towns ran ahead along the shore and met them as they landed. A vast crowd was there as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he taught them many things. Late in the afternoon, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and it's getting late. Send the crowds away so they can come and go to the nearby farms and villages and buy themselves some food." But Jesus said to his disciples, "You feed them." With that, they ask, it would take a small fortune to buy food for all this crowd. They invited a lot of people to Thanksgiving. How much food? How much food do you have? He asked. Go and find out. They came back and reported, we have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. I like the part that says, that's one reading that says, we have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. I like the 2 fishes part. And then Jesus told the crowd to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of 50 or 100. And Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And he looked toward heaven and asked God's blessing on the food. Breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread and the fish to the disciples to give to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and they picked up 12 baskets of leftover bread and fish. 5,000 men had eaten from these 5 loaves. So I think this story has many things to teach us. And of course, this is my interpretation, and what we love about Unity is you are free to interpret it the way it means in your life. So this is my interpretation. I love the fact that Jesus asked the question, how much do you have? Go and find out. In other words, go get the facts. Don't kid yourself. Look in every area of your life. Get the facts. Don't kid yourself. And I think so often what happens is we come into a teaching such as this, and we want to ignore the facts because we don't like the facts. But the facts are the facts. Not the truth, but the facts. Teddy Roosevelt said, do what you can with what you have right where you are. So if we want to change our life, we want to get the facts, and there's no place that we can start other than where we are right now. And that's what he asked his disciples to do. And the second thing he told the crowd was sit down. My interpretation was probably shut up, sit down. He also said, relax. Don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. Even when the facts are not what we want, if we know that God is present, then it is easier for us not to be anxious. And then he established order. Did you notice that? He immediately said, sit in groups of 50 or 100. Establish order. And I think that we are called to establish order in our life. Many of us don't know what we have because we have not established order. I recently released some clothes, yay God, and I ran across things I didn't know I had. Do you know? I didn't know it because it was not necessarily in order. So in every area of my life, not only do I want to look at the facts, but I want to establish order. Establish order with my health. Establish order with my finances. Establish order with my relationships. Establish order. And then Jesus took the bread, and he held the bread, and he looked towards heaven. Now, many people would interpret this as looking up toward God, thanking God, and I don't believe that God needs our thanks. God's just fine without our thanks. So thanking God has nothing to do with God other than, but we need to thank. We're the ones that is changed by giving thanks. God is not changed. God is presence. God is divine ideas. And yet we are the ones, my dear friends, that are changed. And Jesus looked up. Jesus raised that consciousness. Anytime you go up in Scripture, it means a change in consciousness. He went up, changed that consciousness. Jesus took his eyes off the facts, did not ignore them, looked up, looked beyond appearances. And that's what we're called to do. We are called not only, my dear friends, to look at the facts, establish order, but we are also called to look beyond appearances. And that requires a tremendous amount of faith. And then what did he do? He blessed it. He blessed what he had, and then he also blessed what was to come. And we are called to do that as well. I don't think we understand the power of blessing. Many of us grew up in denominations where you didn't have the power to bless. It was the priest that blessed and threw that incense around. But we, my dear friends, in this teaching, we teach it, we believe it, we have the power to bless. And we don't do it. I don't do it enough. And I believe that a blessing is not a blessing until it is a spoken word. And that spoken word comes with feeling and it comes with love. And parents, grandparents, now I'm preaching, okay? You have the power to bless. Bless your children. Let them tell them what they're doing right, at least occasionally, okay? Tell them what you're doing right. Bless your spouse. Bless your family. For you have the power to bless. And when we look up the definition of blessing, my dear friends, we will see that it means to confer prosperity upon. And prosperity shows up in so many ways. And don't you want those people in your life that you love so much to be prosperous? Of course you do. And this is the good news. Whenever you bless them, you too are blessed. Remember, my dear friends, blessings. We cannot do too much of it. Have you ever, I knew this lady growing up, and my goodness, she blessed everything. Bless your pea-picking heart, you know? Just blessings and blessings. And I thought, is she just off the rocker? You know, and then it was after coming in a teaching like this that I learned the importance of blessing. Charles Fillmore says, actually, Eric Butterworth quotes it in Spiritual Economics. He says, God is a source of a mighty stream of substance, and you are part of that stream, a channel of expression. Blessing the substance increases its flow. If your money supply is low or your purse seems empty, take it in your hands and bless it. See it filled with living substance, ready to become manifest. As you prepare your meals, bless the food with a thought of spiritual substance, which is unlimited. When you dress, bless your garments and realize that you're being constantly clothed in God's substance. The more conscious you become of the presence of the living substance, the more it will manifest itself for you, and the richer will be the common good of all. Did you hear that? The more we bless it, more of it opens the channels for more to come. Now, this blessings, I believe with all my heart, is more than just the words. It has to be attached to the feelings of love in your heart. Identify yourself with the substance. It's not the substance out here. You are one with it, and you will soon begin to rejoice in the ever-present bounty of God. Just as Jesus blessed it, we too are called to bless things in our life. And then the next thing that Jesus did was he divided the food and he passed it out. We too are to divide, pass it out, and we are to use love and wisdom with it. We are not to do it foolishly. We are to use our substance with love and with wisdom. We're to practice that spiritual law, I believe, of giving and receiving. And of course, I teach and I believe that I discipline myself to that spiritual law through the process of tithing. And yet it's important that I put my substance into circulation. So those are some steps that Jesus gave us in the feeding of the 5,000. And you may be sitting there saying, well, Reverend Pat, How did Jesus create enough food for 5,000? And my answer to you is, I have no clue. I do not know. I do not know. You can choose to believe what you want. Some people believe it's a miracle. Some people perhaps believe that it's magic. I believe that everything that takes place within divine law. There's a couple of theories out there that I seem to like. One theory is that about that time, merchants sent food from the cities to feed. George Lamza in the Lamza Bible says that there was a caravan that actually came through and helped feed the people. I believe what happened was the practice and the law of gratitude. Gratitude is contagious. That's right. The people in your life that see you practicing gratitude, it's contagious. Don't you hope they get it from you? And you get it from them? Much better that than the flu. You know, so get the gratitude. Get that gratitude. It's contagious. And I believe that when this crowd of people saw a little boy give his lunch so that others may eat, I believe it touched hearts that day. Hearts were touched. Food were found in sleeves and pockets and everywhere else. And there was plenty for everyone. It's our job, my dear friends, to practice the spiritual law of gratitude. To bless those in our life that we love. To be grateful for, to know that these things that we bless and are grateful for, they increase in our life. So your assignment this week, if you choose to accept it, is this. Every morning for 1 week, I'm asking you to do this for 1 week. This is the week of Thanksgiving. I accept all of your emails. Let me know the results. 1 week, I want you to, every morning, to list 5 things that you're grateful for. There's a little gold sheet of paper in your thing to start the process. Today, it's still morning, you can list 5 things that you're grateful for. And then in the evening, before you go to bed, I want you to list 5 things that you're grateful for that's happened during the day. This may just be the beginning of keeping a gratitude journal. A gratitude journal is another practice that we teach. It can transform our life. The other thing I would like for you to do is, on the way out, we have prepared gratitude affirmations. There are many there, and you get to select the one. Just draw one out of the basket. As I would say, it's in divine order. It's intended for you. Don't draw one, read it, I don't like that one, and put it back. We see that occasionally in candle lighting services, and I go, oh, woo, woo, woo. You know, so needless to say, the one that I selected is, I breathe in gratitude, and I exhale love. I am that. And I want to be that in expression continually. And so when you select this, then your assignment is to share this at your Thanksgiving table, wherever you're having Thanksgiving. And if those people don't like it that you're with, send them to me, okay? Send them to me, and I would be honored to meet with them. So you've got a wonderful assignment. You got it? You're clear?
Yes.
I just want to say to you, I love this time of year. You know, I had a birthday yesterday, it's Thanksgiving, whoa, 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 whoa. And one of the reasons I like this time of year is Thanksgiving, my goodness, it's a secular holiday. It brings together every religion in the world. It brings together in our country every denomination in the world. And we're all here expressing gratitude the same day. One of the things that I am extremely grateful for is you. As I look out here and I see this congregation, many of you have allowed me to be a part of your life, some more so than others. But I have been with you in some of the most sacred moments of your life. And for that, I am grateful. For your allowing me to do that. I look around, I see people I've married and I've renewed vows and memorial services and christenings and wonderful things, sacred moments in your life. And as you have allowed me to do that, you have fed my soul. I love you. I bless you. and I behold the living presence of gratitude within you. And so it is. Amen.
Everything that you gave, times when danger was around me, my life, Lord, you saved. Where would I be without your love? Where would I be without your grace? You didn't have to do it, but I'm glad you did. I can't pretend that what I got it on my own. Every move that I make, can't say I've never been wrong. And when I feel you up again, I brought it on myself. Can always depend on you whenever I need help. Lord, I'm thankful for my blessings, everything that you gave. Times when danger was around me, my life, Lord, you saved. Where would I be without your love? Where would I be without your grace? You didn't have to do it, but I'm glad you did. Next time you go to sleep and wake up alright, remember that he kept you safe and warm all through the night. Lift your hands, raise them high, this is what you'll say. Lord, he didn't have to give me one more day. Lord, I'm thankful for my blessings, everything that you gave. Times when danger was around me, my life, the Lord, you saved. Where would I be without your love? Where would I be without your grace? You didn't have to do it, but I'm glad you did. Lord, I'm thankful for my blessings, everything that you gave.
Everything you gave.
When danger was around me,
when danger was around me,
where would I be without your love?
Where would I
be without your grace?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to do it,
but I'm glad you did.
Thank you for everything. I live my life just so I can
let them know that I'm thankful for my blessings. Oh yeah.
When danger was around me, where would I be without your grace? Where would I be without your grace?
Where would I be?
You didn't have to do it.
Where would I be without you? I'm glad I'm thankful
for my blessings. Everything that you
for my blessings you gave me.
When
danger was around me, where would I be without your love? Be without your grace. Didn't have to do it, but I'm glad you did. Lord, I'm thankful for my blessings.
Wow. I'm surprised you weren't dancing to that, you know? So I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to practice that spiritual law of circulation, that law of giving and receiving. So just take your gift in your hand, reminding yourself that you have the power to bless. Let's just take that deep breath. Center ourselves again in this one presence and one power, God the good. I'll affirm our offertory blessing once, and then I'll ask you to affirm it with me, and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So let us take a moment again and bless these tithes, these gifts, and these offerings. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission. And that's truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. A few reminders, our poinsettias are on sale today. If you want to honor or remember a loved one this holiday season, this is the perfect way to do it. It helps decorate our church, and it also supports our YOU. So you'll receive your order out there. Then I want to invite you to supper. Not to my house, but in this church right here. But Wednesday evening at 6:30, the reverends, we will be facilitating a communion service. We will be using the elements. So come and be a part of that, especially if you've not been to a Unity communion service. We will be, of course, we do communion every day, every Sunday, right? Right. We do communion when we commune with Spirit through our meditations and prayers. Also, I just want to remind you that be sure to pick up your affirmation. The ushers will have that for you. Use it by all means for Thanksgiving. And please accept our gift of the Advent booklet. We begin Advent next week. So I know we have children out there. Let's stand and let's bring them in, okay?
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light of God. In the light, 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 in the light.
See,
you are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. You are walking.
So we had a gratitude parade, and we dressed up as some of the animals and birds and things that we are grateful for. And I just want to say, I am grateful to all of you for bringing your children this morning.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Joram. I'm a 12th grader at NYU.
Hi, I'm Cesar. I'm a junior.
Hi, I'm Josh. I'm a sophomore.
And we are here because today is the last Sunday you guys can all buy poinsettias. So the church decor team is looking for some wonderful people to donate poinsettias to make our church look beautiful come Christmas. And we're right out there on the table, so if you guys want to come and make sure the holidays have a razzle-dazzle, come on, help us. All right. Thank you.
Speak to two people you don't know before you leave today. Just take the time to go to them, shake their hand, say hello, speak to two people, at least two. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is well.
gratitude before thee, a gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above thee, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. Well, I'm so grateful, 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 I'm so grateful. Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful, 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 I'm so grateful. Gratitude before me, gratitude above me, gratitude behind me, gratitude on the left of me, everywhere on the right of me. Your turn, gratitude
for me, gratitude above me,
within me, and gratitude all around me, because I'm so grateful,
I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful.
We say again that
I'm so grateful, 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 I'm so grateful.